Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Hope everyone is enjoying the week. I am actually on vacation right now, somewhere in Bethany Beach, probably sitting on a beach, sitting on the beach and at the shore, reading a book. I got a couple books lined up for this one and drinking a cold one and enjoying myself. But I hope everyone is having a great day. Be tuned to the Midday Show. Kyle's doing a great job holding it down until Hugh and I get back next week. And, you know, it's kind of a yearly tradition when I go on vacation, I pre-record a couple of podcast episodes. So, you know, there's something for you guys to listen to on the feed and it doesn't go dark for a week. And I always tend to like to do my quarterback rankings, my coach rankings in these episodes. So today, my NFL quarterback rankings entering the 2026 season. This is a combination of the track record, but also heavily weighted towards last year with the look towards this season. So track record matters. Younger guys would be at the bottom for the most part, rookie, second-year players. Last year's heavily weighted, but it's also a spin towards next year. So one down year last year doesn't mean you're going to be at the bottom, but my eye is on you compared to the year before. Let's get into the rankings. My top 32 quarterbacks entering the season. Obviously, some of these come with a quarterback competition. So I put, you know, both of the players in there and kind of the composite of what the year will be for the teams and the players. So here's how I did it. And we're going to go 1 through 32 because, you know, I think the interesting part of this is where Jalen Hurts ranks. That's obviously it. So, and I think no one wants to spend extra time on the 30s. We'll kind of go through them at the end. All right, number one, I have Josh Allen, the number one quarterback of pro football right now. I know you can tell me all you want. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. Has it gotten there? Sunday to Sunday, I think for a couple of years now, he's been the best player in pro football, or at least the best offensive player in pro football. He's number one. Number two is Patrick Mahomes. It's the first time I've been doing these in a very long time where he's not number one. The injuries, obviously, you know, we'll see how he bounces back from that. Most players do, but it's a big injury for a guy that uses legs. The production hasn't been there as much the last couple of years as it used to be early in his career. I think it is fair to wonder if there's a Dan Marino aspect to his career where he started off so well and then he just was good, very good for a decade, but he wasn't as great as he was when he was young. I think that is fair to wonder about Mahomes. And again, if he goes from being the GOAT-ish kind of player early, you know, an all-time great early and then levels out to a Marino, that's still going to add up to being a top two or three quarterback of all time. So that's not a knock, but you do wonder that because it hasn't been as great the last few years. He's number two. Number three is Matthew Stafford. The only question with him right now is age and injury. That's it. That's the only thing that's stopping him. He was the best quarterback on a lot of Sundays last year. The numbers were prolific. I think there's a real chance, and you may laugh at this, I think there's a chance the Rams go undefeated. That's how good he is. That's how good their defense is going to be. That's how good the weapons are. Obviously got McVay with them. Phenomenal. Number three is Matthew Stafford. Number four is Joe Burrow. The injuries are now starting to pile up to where you start to question things. But when he's out there and when he's throwing that football, I don't think there are many better in the NFL. In fact, I don't think there are three I'd rather have for the season. That's Allen, that's Mahomes, and that's Stafford. Burrow is phenomenal. He needs to stay on the field. That's the only knock I have on his game. He is a great, great quarterback. Number five, is Lamar Jackson. The question is he starting to slow down? Last year he slowed down. He didn't run as well. Is it a trend or is it a blip? I'm curious to see how he looks in this new offense with Declan Doyle. Number six, and this is where I really started. You can start moving these guys around. I'd say 6 through 13, pretty interchangeable. You know, you can move them up, down a couple spots, and there's no gripe for me. Number six, by the top five of the top five. Number six is Drake May. Tell me all you want about his playoffs. How about his regular season? Last year, Drake May led the NFL in QBR. He was second in NFL MVP voting. He was second at success rate. The guy was phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. The legs, the arm. Now he gets a number one and a better number two. I think he, you know, he could have a huge year. Now, he did have a last place schedule and struggle in the postseason. I think his shoulder injury in the postseason, his left tackle having an injury, getting beat up, tough weather in two of those games, and then placing the Seahawks all contributed. But May is at number six for me. Number seven is Dak Prescott. He's just really, really, really good. And I think we've all kind of caught on to that over the years. Like, man, this guy's putting together a hell of a career. He seems to get better with age. He's been durable lately. Strong, powerful. The arm strength, I think, is getting better as time has gone on here. Dak Prescott's number seven. Number eight in my list is Justin Herbert. I think sometimes we overreact to the end, good or bad, and the ending for him in these postseasons has been terrible. Last year was bad, obviously, against the New England Patriots. But the regular season, what he had to work with there with both those tackles out, the guards banged up, it was brutal. It really was brutal. I don't think he's got a great receiving core, doesn't have a great tight end. The backs are good. The backs should be really good for him this year, the former first-rounder Hampton. I think McDaniel's going to be good for him and get him guys that he can throw the ball in space to. Obviously, he can run and move. I thought that Eagles game last year, they just crushed him, sacked him six or seven times, and he got away from a bunch more. He's number eight for me. I don't overreact to the playoff stuff either way because I watched Peyton Manning struggle earlier in his career in the playoffs, and then eventually it clicked. So I got Justin Herbert at number eight. Number nine is Jared Goff, as consistently good as they come. If you look at his numbers in his career, very similar at this stage to Drew Brees. You know, we'll see how much longer Goff could go. I mean, he was drafted now a decade ago. But if they keep him upright, and they should in Detroit on that turf, I wouldn't be surprised he's got 5 years left in the tank. And we're going to look at his career at the end. We're like, man, does this guy have 70,000 yards passing? He's been to a Super Bowl. Let's see if he gets to another one. That's a good program they've got now in Detroit, obviously, for years now. Wouldn't surprise me if he gets one of these years. You know, he's going to put together a Hall of Fame resume.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 10, Sam Darnold. His last 2 years put together are top 10 worthy. The 14-3 year in Minnesota, obviously last year when the Super Bowl, played lights out in the postseason. You know, he will turn the ball over sometimes. He's not a perfect quarterback, but he's a good one, and he's number 10 on my list. Number 11 is Jordan Love. No one knows really ever what to do with Jordan Love, but Jordan Love has put together a heck of a start to his career. He's super efficient. The metrics are in his favor. I think he takes care of the football better now than when he first got into the NFL, you know, first became a starting quarterback a few years ago in the NFL. He's really good. I mean, in any of these given years, could he be number six or seven? I think he could. And if there is a void in the next few years, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, you know, we'll see if Jackson starts to slow. Stafford eventually will age out. You know, there's a group of Mays, Herberts, Darnold, Love, next few guys I'm going to mention. Three of those guys are going to probably jump to the top five. I wouldn't be surprised one of these years Love does that. He's number 11 on my list. Number 12 is Brock Purdy. Somehow he's still underrated. Last year was an injury thing. He's got to stay healthy. Mac Jones behind him. It makes for an interesting subplot in all this. But number 12 is Brock Purdy on my top 32 quarterback list. Number 13 is Caleb Williams. Unrefined, but the flashes are there to be truly special. I mean, you saw some of the throws, the arm talent, the walk-off touchdowns. I mean, he's got something to him that is special. Can Ben Johnson get him better on first and second down so he doesn't have to be Superman as much? I think he can. There's some early career Josh Allen on what we're watching right now with Caleb Williams. Number 14 is Jaden Daniels. Now, you might bicker with me on this and say, you know, it was a lost year last year, is bad. I know. I can't shake what I saw in his rookie year. I think there's a veteran presence to him, even though he's a young player. Injuries are part of it. He's spindly. He'll be now with David Blau as his offensive coordinator, which I think will be interesting and good for him and the Commanders. Don't love the weapons there, but I'm a huge Jaden Daniels fan, number 14. Number 15 is Bo Nix. If it wasn't for the ankle injury and it wasn't for the wackiness of that, him getting hurt in that game against Buffalo, I think that the Broncos were in the Super Bowl, and we're talking about Bo Nix as a guy that just took his team to the Super Bowl in the second year. The ankle injury, a bit of a concern, but I thought he played well for a lot of last year, made some big plays in the fourth quarter. He's number 15 for me. And he's very similar to the guy I'm about to mention next, where it's more about the team than him. But the younger version of this guy, I see similarities. Number 16, Jalen Hurts. I think it is more than fair to put him here based on how he played last season. The arrow is pointing down on Jalen Hurts. I keep saying this. People keep yelling at me. My eyes tell me he's not the player he was a couple years ago. He doesn't run as well. I thought the deep ball accuracy took a big hit last year. He needs those two things to be a successful quarterback. Clearly a make or break season for him. New offense. I'm fascinated to see how he plays. I think it's going to be not so much the stats will crater, but you got to watch it with your eyes. Is he getting the ball where it needs to be at the proper times to get the offense to be at its best? Last year, he did not do that. He is number 16, dead middle of the pack for me in the NFL. Number 17 is Baker Mayfield. If you watch the first half of last season, you say, Joe, he's top 10. He fell off considerably. Well behind Darnold, Love, Purdy, Caleb. I'd have rather have Jaden for this year behind Nix, right there with Jalen Hurts, but he fell off. They missed the postseason. And then we forget with Baker. It wasn't just situational. It was also injury with him. That's why he fell off in Cleveland with the shoulder last year, banged up again. He's not a big dude. Baker Mayfield, number 17. Number 18 is C.J. Stroud. I still see something good in C.J. Stroud. The postseason game was a disaster last year. It wouldn't shock me if he goes down the path of being like a Darnold, like a Daniel Jones, where he's going to have a new stop after this coming season and they give up on him in Houston. But I still like C.J. Stroud and his accuracy. Number 19 is Trevor Lawrence. I know it was a great close this season. I've never bought it. I can't buy Trevor Lawrence. Maybe I'll look like a fool on this. He's 19 for me. Number 20 is Daniel Jones of the Colts. Another huge injury, another setback. Every time it feels like he's about to turn the corner, he gets hurt significantly. Happened with the Giants with the knee. And now with the Colts, with the Achilles. Number 21 is Bryce Young. Is he their guy? I don't know. Sometimes you watch him, you're like, hey, he's the guy. Sometimes you watch him, you're like, I can't move the ball. Number 22, the combination of Kirk Cousins and Fernando Mendoza. This is heavily weighed because I believe Mendoza is going to play early, and I'm a huge Mendoza fan. I think he's going to be a star in the NFL. Number 23, your NFC South 2026 winner, Tyler Shuck. And the New Orleans Saints. Shuck could play. He's got an arm, and I think him and Kellen Moore got something cooking this year. Number 24, Jackson Dart. On his best day, I saw a cross between Baker and Matthew Stafford, but he's reckless. He gets banged up. I think the Giants are going to be a year behind where people think he's a 24. Number 25, Cam Ward. Lots of work to do. We'll see if Daboll could turn him around. At his best, that arm, the way he moves, he reminds me of Dante Culpepper. Number 26 is Aaron Rodgers. Are we really still doing this with the Rodgers thing? Can we just go home? It just feels like we're just running out the clock on this thing with him back with McCarthy. He just doesn't even fit anywhere in this rankings. 26 for me. Number 27 is Malik Willis. I'm obviously intrigued. There was a short sample of good when he got in there, but that was with LaFleur. Can they carry that over into Miami? I think he's probably just holding the seat down for a year. Number 28 is the combination of Kyler Murray and J.J. McCarthy. The first thing I thought of as I went through the rankings here is, are we sure that Kevin O'Connell will still be coaching this team next year? Boy, you know, if it was not his decision and it was more the front office to move on from Darnold for McCarthy, you know, I would love the inner workings, but I did see him recently, O'Connell, talk about how impressed he is with the general manager of the Jets, who he has a close relationship with. I think Kevin O'Connell is going to position himself to get out of Minnesota after this year. It's not going to work with McCarthy and Murray. They're not going to get to the playoffs. And I think he's going to get out of Minnesota. It wouldn't surprise me if he's the next Jets coach as they position themselves with 3-1s to draft a big-time quarterback in next year's draft. Number 29 is Jacoby Brissett. Now, if you want to bark at me and yell at me about Jalen Hurts at 16, go look at Jacoby Brissett's numbers last year and Jalen Hurts' numbers. And they are eerily similar. Eerily similar. Brissett at number 29. Geno Smith is 30. Been a weird and bad offseason for him. And the Jets, it's typical Jets. They get these guys at the wrong time. They got Geno when he was bad when he was young. He goes on to be productive at Seattle. Now they get him back when he's bad and he's old. It's a joke. It's the Jets. Number 31 is the combination of Michael Penix and Tua Tagovailoa in Atlanta. I love that they have double lefties. That's just fun. I think it's going to be Tua more than Penix eventually there. The turf helps maybe, and maybe this coach get the ball out quick. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like they're not going to be a good football team again. And number 32, come on. It's Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders. It's the Browns quarterback situation by a mile. So my top quarterbacks ranked 1 through 32 entering the 2026 NFL season. Number 1, Josh Allen. Number 2, Patrick Mahomes. Number 3, Matthew Stafford. Number 4, Joe Burrow. Number 5, Lamar Jackson. Number 6, Drake May. Number 7, Dak Prescott. Number 8, Justin Herbert. Number 9, Jared Goff. Number 10 is Sam Darnold. Number 11 is Jordan Love. 12, Brock Purdy. 13, Caleb Williams. 14, Jaden Daniels. 15, Bo Nix. Jalen Hurts, the Eagles starter, comes in at number 16. Number 17 is Baker Mayfield. 18, C.J. Stroud. Trevor Lawrence comes in at 19. Daniel Jones at 20. Bryce Young at 21. The combination of Mendoza and Cousins, but I think it's going to be heavily Mendoza pretty quickly, is 22. Tyler Shuck comes in at 23 of the Saints. Jackson Dart, 24. Cam Ward, 25. Number 26, I had Aaron Rodgers. 27, Malik Willis. 28, the combination of Kyler Murray, probably more Kyler, and J.J. McCarthy. Number 29, Jacoby Brissett. Number 30, Geno Smith. Number 31, the combination of Penix and Tua in Atlanta. And at number 32, whatever the hell the Browns are doing with Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast or YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.